It was an easy, stress-free break. Breaks away can feel out of reach after a diagnosis of PSP or CBD. But with the right planning, they can provide a much-needed break, as well as beautiful family moments. Here, Mike Lucas shares details of his recent long weekend with family in Longleat. Not long after her diagnosis of PSP, my wife Jean fell down the stairs. She broke four ribs, so they kept her in hospital, where she was mainly in bed for the duration of her stay. This saw her mobility decline quickly. Now, someone must be on hand to help provide support when she is upright, and we use a wheelchair when out and about. I also have carers in 3 times a week to assist with the morning routine. It helps having an extra pair of hands. Before Jane's diagnosis, we were quite an outdoorsy couple, often enjoying a long walk together. So trips out exploring, although not as frequent or far away as before, are important to us. At the end of February, we went to Centre Parks in Longleat with my 2 sons, Andrew and Richard, Andrew's wife and Andrew's son, who is 9. There was no special occasion for getting away, just a nice family break, which helped to break up the usual routine of daily life. I was impressed with the 3-bedroom accessible lodge we rented for the weekend. It was much bigger than I'd anticipated. All 3 bedrooms were double, complete with ensuite bathrooms. Our bedroom was fully accessible with a large wet room. It even came with an electrically controlled profile bed for Jane, complete with cot sides. The whole lodge was on 1 level, largely open plan, with no carpet, making it easy to push the wheelchair inside. We had an accessible parking bay outside of the lodge where we left my accessible van. Everything at the site was all within easy walking range. It was less than a 5-minute push to the main plaza, which housed the swimming pool, cafes and restaurants. Whilst the others were busy with pre-booked activities or touring the site on their bikes, Jane and I would pop out for a coffee and then head somewhere for lunch. In the afternoon, we walked around the wooded site. It was an accessible area, just a few hills that you would have to be wary of. If you weren't up to pushing a wheelchair, they hire electric wheelchairs and scooters. There was also a free land train which would take you around the site, which wheelchairs were welcome on. We'd cook our evening meal ourselves in the lodge. Jane gets tired quite easily, so it meant she could have a rest while we prepared everything. All in all, it was an easy, stress-free break.